Let's move on because I've been joined by another guest in studio and I'd like to welcome her. She is Sheila Daly from Farron 4. And Sheila is involved in something very nice this weekend in aid of the Hospice Foundation. And it's happening at the Centre of Excellence in Corrins. Sheila, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Now, a lot of people will know you because you are a retired school teacher and school principal.
That's right, yeah. I retired in 2004. And as a present, one of my very good friends, Mary Hickey, gave me lessons in art, 5 lessons. So I got
bitten by the bug.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely.
You started painting in your retirement.
I did, yeah.
Very good.
Well, at home, like, and I used to go to classes in Community College in Killarney and here in Tralee as well. And I love it. And they were piling up at home, and tragedy hit us then. My husband died of cancer. He died in the hospice. That was in February 2018, and I wanted to give something back, you know, to fundraise. But after that, we had 8 funerals in the 4 years, as well as COVID, and
in my family.
Well,
oh dear.
4 brother-in-laws, a sister, my nephew's wife. She only died in 28th of April this year. Another nephew, Paddy Griffin, decided he'd do something because I didn't know where to have this. I wanted to make money. So he went to the Centre of Excellence and they said, no problem, we could have the Centre of Excellence. So it's happening this Friday night.
The exhibition?
Yeah, well, it's a sale.
As
an exhibition.
Okay, you can admire it and then you can buy it.
That's just it. And we have lots of spot prizes. I couldn't get over, like, any place I went into, no problem, you know. Spot prizes.
People will come forward. Tell me a little bit about your own experience of the hospice, Sheila. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail. Obviously, it's upsetting to talk about it. It was only 2018.
Well, no. I think it's good for people to know. John was only in the hospital. He got a stroke. He was at Mass on Ash Wednesday, 2018. Coming down the church, he just fell and he was brought in. And he died the following Tuesday, so we weren't long there, you know. No, he was 83, and we were grateful to the Lord to take him. And my sister died then. Lizzie Griffin, my sister-in-law, was wonderful. And then my son committed suicide on the 13th of January 2019. So at that stage, my grandson said to me, Nan, don't you think you're going anywhere? Go to the doctor now. And I knew I had something, I knew I had some problem. So I went to Dr. Pat, and he got the ball rolling, and I ended up going to CUH and having surgery. I went up on the 16th of July, Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I said I was in good hands anyway, you know. So I had my operation, and I had chemo then, and then the cyber attack. You know, when
the HSC cyber attack.
Yes, that happened. But they got around it, and I was able to go up to Cork, and I got my chemo, the other thing.
Radiotherapy,
yeah. And, you know, I sailed through them all, except I have a bit of neuropathy, but that's grand.
That's good. And you've had a lot of personal family tragedy, Sheila. So is this project in a way kind of helping you to...
Oh, it is, yeah.
Get through that?
Yeah. Well, I feel that we were treated so well in the hospice. They just couldn't be better. You know, not alone the patient got the treatment that they deserved, that they needed, but we as a family were catered for, like. And it didn't matter, like, we could get tea any time of the night, and they had these reclining chairs, and I thought it was fantastic. And when my nephew's wife died there now in April, it's the same thing, like, we were treated like royalty, really, you know, and they're so good. And I know that it costs so much to run that, you know, is it 12,500 per week?
Something like that, yeah.
Can you imagine raising that, like?
It is, it's a huge amount of money.
It's a huge, and they're fantastic. And then they have to refurbish the place, and the equipment has to be updated, I suppose. And they have to train new nurses, you know, for the palliative care. So that all costs a lot of money. And all the money that's raised in Kerry stays in Kerry. I think that is fantastic.
It is, absolutely.
And I think most people realise that too. So we're hoping for a good number of people to turn up anyway.
So when is the sale happening of art?
Friday evening now. This Friday, yes. So Nicky McAuliffe and Anne are coming to play a few tunes for us. So it's not going to be a very sad occasion. We're celebrating the lives of our families, I think, you know. And that's all we can do, because we can't turn back the clock, and we have to surrender. I think that prayer, Jesus, I surrender myself to you, take care of everything, you know. That's a wonderful prayer, and I think we should all say it often during the day.
And on the evening in question, Sheila, people can buy the art there and then
it
away with them.
Or take it away, yeah, we'd love to take it away. And then we have teas and coffees, and people have donated cakes. One young girl, she said she'd make 3 cakes. So I don't know how big they are, but anyway, we're going to have good fun. And
lovely idea. And tell me a bit about the paintings. Are they all by yourself, or friends as well?
They're not. Most of mine are copied out of calendars. I buy the calendars in the beginning of the year. You know, they're lovely pictures. I go through first to see if there's anyone I'd like to do. And my friend Teresa Horn, who is mine are acrylic. Teresa's are watercolours, and they're beautiful by her. And Anne McAuliffe has given me a few pictures. And Lisa Griffin, which is my grandniece, she has given me lovely pictures. I've seen some of them, because we had the launch and we had them displayed that night. And I think people will like them.
Very good.
I hope they will anyway.
And you'll have an original piece of art to take home with you.
That's true, from a local.
Exactly, and help the Kerry Hospice as well.
Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
And you love the painting, obviously, Sheila.
Oh, I do. I was doing it, of course, before John died as well. But after we used to go dancing a lot, and we were both in the Legion of Mary, so we did everything together, sort of. And I was home alone then, so I used to go out and do a little bit nearly every day, you know. And you'd get lost in it, like reading a good book, you'd get engrossed in it. And
it's kind of therapeutic, I'd say.
Very. Mm-hmm. Very, yeah.
Would you advise other people to take up art, even if they aren't particularly artistic?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Because everyone can do their own, you know. Even like when we were at the classes, you know, you'd look at another woman's picture, she'd be after doing the same one as yourself. But she'd have a totally different slant on it, you know. So we're all unique.
We are.
Thank God.
We all have our own talents. So just to sum up, Sheila, if people want to head along, it's the Centre of Excellence in Corrins.
That's right, yeah.
This Friday. And what time do the doors open?
7:00. And now Padraig Harnett said that they'll have envelopes on the table. So you write your name and the phone number and put in €5. And they will all go into a box. And we'll draw out of that then for the spot prizes. We have quite a lot of spot prizes, guys.
And that's as well as an opportunity to buy the art.
Yeah, some people wouldn't buy, because they're only, you know, people my age, they're only trying to get rid of half the stuff they have in their houses.
Perfect. But they'd still like to support, exactly.
Oh, yeah, they like to support.
Sheila, we got to leave you there, but look, it was lovely to meet you. And your son-in-law, Padraig, has been in touch, and he says he's very biased, obviously, but he says, Sheila's my mother-in-law. She's a wonderful woman, an inspiration to us all. And to be honest, she's never off the road. She's he says she's a real role model and is now giving back to charity. So that's our own Padraig Harnett. Your own and our own Padraig Harnett. So he's obviously very fond of his mother-in-law. Isn't that lovely to hear?
Listen,
Sheila, it's a lovely thing to do, and something a bit different as well to
very
raise
different
money.
And you yeah. see, people will have the opportunity of seeing the inside of the Centre of Excellence, like,
yeah.
because the locals wouldn't go in there, you know. They,
yeah.
they went in and they drove around, like, they didn't go in to see what's available. It's fabulous.
Very good. Well, they'll have a unique chance to do that on Friday. Sheila, lovely to meet you. Thank you for popping into studio, and I hope it's a huge success. I have a feeling you'll raise a lot of money for the hospice.
Thank you, Deirdre. Pleasure.
We'll take a break, folks. Back to sum up the show and read you some more comments and to reveal our competition winner. That's next.